ups and downs of love, but you've changed my life for the better, and I thank you, and I thank you.
Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you wherever you are in this world. Thank you so much for joining me here on another session of the Saturday Morning Motivation Show. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. The Mediator, and Shiro right here at our Ground Zero. Today is part 10 of our continuing Attitude and Altitude series. So as always, welcome to our guests who are joining us over in our call query. We are having technical difficulties and I am not able to open up our show chat room. So if for some reason you see the chat room on your end, your listener end, I cannot see it here on my hosting end. So if you'd like to call in 646-478-4726. You will be able to hear the program in its entirety. For those of you who are new joining us here today, let me set up our how the show operates for you. We usually begin with my introductions, and then we will go into our stress relief and release segment. That's when you lie back or get in your favorite seated position. You close your eyes and we do our breathing exercises. And I ask that you continue your breathing throughout the program because this is our time to let everything go. It's just a couple of minutes, just 60 minutes out of your busy lives, and you'd be surprised how much that time that we spend just breathing and letting everything go, the benefits to our heart, mind, body, spirits, and souls is phenomenal. So we're going to get started here in a very few moments. So I'll give you a few seconds to lie back or get in your favorite seated position. And we're going to jump right into today's program. While you're getting situated, let me say this. I say this at the beginning of every show, and we'll continue to say it until this series ends at the end of the year. This is part 10 of our Attitudes and Altitude series. Getting ready for the new year. It's time to make that change. If you want to be happy, you have to make a change. If you want respect, you're going to have to demand it. Some people write that respect is something that you don't have to demand. You're going to receive it and blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you this. There are times now in this me first, all about one person world where we have to stand up, stand firm, and stand our ground. And yes, sometimes we have to demand what we need, and respect is part of that in this world. So that's my stance on this. So if you want respect, you have to demand it after you have proven that you are deserving of it. Let's put it that way. Join me for this upfront and open conversation about personal change. It is the last quarter of the year. Get ready to meet the new you. She or he has been waiting for you for a very long time. So what do I always say? Ready, set, let's grow. So this session, as I said today, is all about beautiful lies. And for those of you who are new, our sessions are inspired by pieces from my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service, of course, and life in general. But then again, all of the pieces in my book were also inspired by my life experiences then, either my life personally or the lives of others who I have been on a journey with. This is one thing that I do. During our time together, you will notice that I have moments of silence. Hopefully, it's not because of something technical. It's because I want you to have that time to reflect upon and digest what has been discussed up to that moment. And if you know someone who our discussions applies to, feel free, please, share this program. Share the program. I want to reach as many people throughout the world as I can, and the more of you who help me do that, the more people who are lost in their darkness, we can help guide them back into the light. So I want you to share, and I thank you. I thank you for being here each and every week with all of your letters of support, your prayers, your words of encouragement. They are appreciated more than my mere words can ever express. And a special shout out to all of our family who listen to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. A special shout out to all of our fellow sisters who have served and are serving in the U.S. military. We would like to let you know, and our fellow brothers as well, that you are loved, appreciated, honored, respected, and that we are praying for each and every one of you. And before we get started, let me just say that each week I try to go to Battle Buddy Info and I pick a charity to feature for our military members and veterans. And today I picked Building Homes for Heroes. Building Homes for Heroes is strongly committed to supporting the brave men and women of the military who have returned home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with severe wounds and disabilities. With the goal to build homes for families in dire need, it is their honor to support the men and women who have loyally and courageously served country. Their phone number is 516-684-9220. Their website is www.buildinghomesforheroes.org. As with every organization that we feature here, make sure that you check them out thoroughly. And if you feel as though they are a great fit for you and they prove to be legitimate, please reach out. We want you to get all of the help and benefits that you deserve. That is why I try to do this each week. And it says that their area of focus is housing. So again, everyone deserves to have that roof over their head and shelter during all seasons. Okay, so if everyone's ready, you're in your seated position, you're lying back, you're seated, get comfy, close your eyes. No one, I repeat, no one should be standing for this exercise. I do not want you to close your eyes, lose your balance, fall, hurt yourself. I don't want any of that. So please be lying or seated for this exercise. Okay, we're going to get started. Eyes closed. We're letting everything go. Let's start with a big inhale. Let it go. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. I want you to continue your breathing exercise throughout our program. This is our time together. We have a little more than 45 minutes together. So I want you to let everything go for this short time before each of you returns to the hustle and bustle of your daily lives. As I said earlier, today is all about beautiful lies, and this is a piece that was inspired from my book, Silent Noise Lip Service, and I also painted a picture on canvas that was representative of this piece. So if you're ready, let's get started. Beautiful lies. Beautiful lies all over the place. Just empty words full of deceit and disgrace, presented in seductive wrappers that put a smile on our face. But when the truth comes out, we realize they're just a pretty waste. Green, the lies of envy that spew from the serpent's lips. Purple, the lies so unbelievable they could sink ships. Blue, the pitiful lies accompanied by tears as they slip from the liar's lips. Aqua, the lies that soothe. They are presented in a calm voice that's oh so smooth. Next time you feel a need to give that pretty wrapper from the candy man a taste, make sure it's sweet as expected. But if it turns out to be too bitter for your taste, throw the candy man and his pretty wrappers in the nearest waste. And to be honest, this piece was inspired by one of my abstract paintings titled Beautiful Lies. I had taken up painting as a way to release stress and tension. So you need to find and discover healthy ways, hobbies, or whatever it is that you need to help with your healing process. So that doesn't mean taking up any illicit drugs and things like that, anything illegal, anything that's going to harm you, or anything that's going to take away that pain for a short amount of time. Find something healthy that will help you to heal. So beautiful lies, they come in many forms. Some of us get up in the morning, we look in the mirror, and we tell the person that we see beautiful lies each and every day. This is what we're going to do, and maybe they won't figure it out. Say this, and they'll never know. Do this, and they'll be thrown off. They'll never discover the truth. That's lie number one. When we convince ourselves of things, we start to self-sabotage. We begin to believe the lies that we are telling. And in doing so, let me say this to a lot of you, maybe not all of you, but a lot of you. All of the lies that you're telling, people are already on to them. They already know the truth. Some of us are just waiting for you to say it, to tell it. But some of us are not going to wait forever. So you're going to either have to continue, because guess what? We have to tell a lie to cover a lie. You can't tell the truth to cover a lie. You tell the truth to expose a lie, not to shadow it and to cover it up and keep it going. So when we talk to that person that we see in the mirror, and we tell them those beautiful lies, who are we trying to convince? Because odds are the people all around us already know the truth. Yeah, I'm already into that quiet time. I'm already here because we need to understand this. The lies serve no purpose but to you and the person you see in the mirror. There's always going to be someone or something that's going to bring the truth to light. I'm so disappointed when some people don't have enough, give me enough respect to tell me the truth. Some people don't give me enough respect to say, hey, XYZ, you've been there for me my entire life, my entire time that I have known you, but I'm not going to give you enough respect to tell you the truth now, even though it affects you in some way. When you're faced with situations like this, you have two choices. Either you confront that person, let them know, or you let them go. Let them deal with it on their own. This show, these programs, this series is not about sugarcoating. One of the ladies that I work with, she spoke about that. She said, "See, Maria, I come to you because you keep it real with me. That's what I do. I cannot stand when people sugarcoat. Say what you have to say, even to me." And so many people say, "Well, you'll see, Maria, I can't tell you." Oh, yes, you can. Because, see, Maria cannot get better at what she does or change her habits and her attitudes and her motions and emotions if no one tells her what it is that they feel needs to be changed. I welcome constructive criticism. I need to hear it. I tell people every day, tell me when I'm doing something, but then give me the chance to explain to you why it is. And if it's still has not changed your opinion, I will take your comments under advisement. If and when I can see a need to change that, or I want to change it, because it comes down to what we want to do. You can tell people who are killing themselves with drugs and alcohol or whatever it is, promiscuous lifestyles, all you want. Until they decide to change for themselves, it's not going to matter. You have done your part because you have sat them down and told them the truth. You have not given them any sugary-coated lies. You have told them the truth. Your job is done. Job well done. You sleep good at night knowing that you have done your part by telling them the truth and not the beautiful lies that everyone else is telling them, because they know that that's what they want to hear. Because some people don't want to be the bad person. Some people don't want to be the cause of somebody being reprimanded for their bad deeds. Some people do not want to be involved.
I don't want to get involved. I don't want to know. I love everybody.
If you love people, you don't let them fall into despair. You don't let them live in a place of hurt, heartache, and pain. See, a lot of people have gotten this thing called love twisted. That is until, naturally, it comes to them. When this ugliness comes to their door, they're the first ones ready. "I need some help. Y'all need to help me." Where were you when you point blank told me that you knew that something was wrong, but then you recanted?
"I don't want to get involved. I don't want to know. I like everybody. I don't care."
Stop it. There's a reason why I'm so glad that God gave me the good sense and the strength to walk away from anybody and everything that is not serving me a positive purpose in my life. That's friends, that's family, that's coworkers, that's neighbors, that's whoever it is. I don't have time for the mess. I don't have time for the beautiful lies. Because it's the beautiful lies that have hurt me my entire life. The beautiful people who,
"I don't want to get involved. I don't care. I love everybody. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to have to take sides."
It's not about taking sides. It's about doing the right thing. And we've gotten into this world now, the people in it have devolved to the point now where nobody cares about anybody but themselves. You can grin in my face and still not care. You can grin in my face and know that something's very wrong and won't care enough to ask.
Because, "Oh, I love everybody. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to get involved. I love everybody."
Stop using that as an excuse. If you loved me, you would at least sit down with me and ask me, or someone who you know is hurting, what's going on? Are they okay? One-on-one, in privacy. They're not in a group of people where maybe their abuser or their oppressor is there and they can see what's going on. At some point, you are one-on-one with them, or you can be. And some of you sabotage yourselves, and you're still operating under beautiful lies because you might try to reach out to that person in a way that you know is going to get caught, that someone is going to catch you. So you say, "Oh, well, I was going to say something, but so-and-so walked in." Or so-and-so, you knew so-and-so was 5 minutes from the hallway and they were coming in the room anyway. And you try to make pretend like you care. And the minute they want to talk, the person walks in and interrupts you. And then they go right back into their shell. Let me tell you what I've seen in people in this lifetime.
There are so many fake, phony people out here telling you lies. Case in point, there's a group of people out here, and this has been bothering me since it started. You had one group of con artists and scam artists. All of a sudden, they were graduating from this fake university, getting these PhDs and doctorates. Then everyone else jumped on the bandwagon. If you have a college that can't tell you what their prices are, what their classes are, if they're accredited, none of this, guess what? 10 to 1, they're giving you beautiful lies. Young lady, very popular artist, got hooked up in the same mess. Now, she got an alleged PhD, and she was the valedictorian of her class. But first of all, she's never been to a class. Second of all, at that level, they don't do the valedictorians. They do summa cum and laude. That's how they do it at that level, at the graduate level. Secondly, if you've never been to anything past high school, how did you get a PhD? And why does this so-called college, seminary, university, whatever it is, move around and they have their so-called graduations in rented rooms and hotels? I'm about to write to the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, and the Florida Department of Education and find out who these people are. Everything that they have is questionable, but so many people are hungry for those beautiful lies, they will jump on anything. And to all the people out there, and some of you, you have done great things. You were awesome just the way you were. But every time you present yourself as Dr. Somebody, you are committing a crime. That's fraud. You are deceiving the public because you are not a doctor. You have not earned a doctorate. You certainly haven't earned a PhD. You have earned nothing. You have gone to a diploma mill. You have paid a price. You have picked which degree you wanted. They printed it up on pretty paper, put it in a dollar store frame, and presented it to you. And you feel as though you've earned something because you have fallen for the beautiful lies in this world. And somebody here in this knows exactly what I'm talking about and what that school is, because I find it quite amazing that the same bunch of con artists started this, and then this fireball just kept going. And every week, here's somebody else, I got my PhD. You haven't even gone. Wait, you had a 1.98 GPA in high school. What are you doing with a PhD, and when did you go to school to earn it? To all of my friends out there, I love what you were doing. You were awesome just the way you were. And then you removed all doubt, and you fell for that same scam that so many others have fallen for. And I'm pretty sure the ones that started it over a year ago are probably getting kickbacks from this so-called school and all of their administrators. Most of these people, I'm sorry, their degrees are from this fake school. And you see, I used to work in a place where we would check that out on people's resumes. This place is a diploma mill. It's not real. You can't take your classes and transfer them anywhere in the world. And if you have an honorary degree from them, it means no, it doesn't even mean anything to them, much less to anyone else. Because a lot of people out here now, you will fall for beautiful lies. So instead of you being who you were, going to school like I'm doing and working towards my paper, no, you want to take the low road out, and then you stand up in front of people, I'm Dr. So-and-so. You are not Dr. anything, and don't expect me to ever address you as such. You're lying to the public. You are lying. End of discussion. Makes me question your integrity. That makes me question your humility and civility. That makes me question everything about you. I'm Dr. So-and-so. No, you're not. Beautiful lies all over the place. And seductive rappers that put a smile on your face. Beautiful lies. Beautiful lies that get whispered in our ears. I love you, baby. I'm going to do this and that. And you know what? You're just beautiful. And you know what? Just give it to me. And blah, blah, blah. Just give it to me. And blah, blah, blah. Give it to me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's over, you find out that it was beautiful lies again. Used, abused, and excused. This is about clearing out your clutter in your lives. That is what this show is about, clearing out the clutter in your lives. What does that mean? That means
coming to terms with all of the things that you need to face and let go. Fear, face everything and rise. All that false experiences appearing real. Yeah. All of the foo-foo say that. How about facing everything and rising? You have to clear out that clutter. You have to stand there. You have to face it. Then you have to let it go. Take the lesson learned and let it go. Or stay in your land of beautiful lies. Gentlemen, don't think that I'm going to leave you out of this one either. You get your eye candy Barbie dolls. Oh, yeah, baby, I love you. And they right around the corner calling their other man, telling him how much they love him, because that's how they roll. You're living in a life of lies. I tell people all the time, no one can guess my age. I know how old I am. But if I'm out there with men in my age group and they look like they're 20 years older than me, you don't appeal to me. I'm sorry. I don't give a hoot how much money you have. You can pay off every bill that I have. If I'm not attracted to you 110, guess what? I have my own. I pay my own bills, and that's another problem. You all would rather develop the life of beautiful lies and run around here selling your souls to the devil so that people can pay your mortgage and pay for your cars and pay for your clothes and pay for your this. And when that person moves on to someone else, what do you have? Nothing in lies. Because a lot of people would rather sit back and be seduced by the beautiful lies instead of the ugly bit of truth. Let me say that again. A lot of people would rather sit back and be seduced by the beautiful lies instead of the ugly bit of truth. Because the ugly bit of truth never sounds as lovely as the beautiful lies. You will convince yourselves to give up on everything that you worked for. I can't do this. I'm no good for this. This isn't for me. And then you crash and burn. I should have, would have, could have. I should not have given up. I should not have. And then you convince yourself sometimes that things will be better if you stop on the road that you're on, where you have, it's paved and it's nice to go down the other road that they haven't even begun construction on. Somehow you think that it's better on the other side sometimes because you've listened to the beautiful lies. The ugly truth is where you're going is going to be 10 times worse. In some cases, some of us, we happen to be blessed enough to make that wonderful journey and everything is just blue skies and sunshine and picket fences and puppy dogs and kittens. Trust me, that doesn't happen to most of us. Didn't happen to me. Didn't happen to you, him, her, any of them over there. It didn't happen. We had to get it together. That's what this series is about, getting it together. I love spending my time with you one-on-one. I love each show has its own special spice to it. This one is upfront in your face. Saturday Morning Motivations is all about you and me. Let's talk this over. Let's keep it real. I'm the realist in the bunch. I'm the one who just puts it out there. I'm not trying to cover up anything. For what? Most people know my business anyway, or a variation thereof. A lot of it, depending on who you heard it from, is beautiful lies. But next year, one of my goals is to tell everybody, let me just put it out here, because I know what you all are hearing behind the back. You've been hearing it this long. You've been hearing it all my life. But let me just put it out there, give you all something to chew on for a minute. Because, see, when we start keeping all the beautiful lies internal, at some point it's going to start to affect who we are from the inside out. Speak your truth. Okay, no matter how ugly it is, no matter how harsh it is, guess what? Speak your truth. Get it off of your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul, especially if it's something that someone needs to hear. If they want to listen, it will help them. If they do not, they're going to ignore your ugly truth and continue to be enticed by the beautiful lies, because they're all over the place. those pretty rappers putting a smile on our face. Mm-mm-mm. It's getting real now, people. Each week, somebody, something I witness, I listen to, I hear, I see is validating what I am doing here. Time for you to get real with yourselves. If you've invested years into relationships that are giving you little or no return, guess what? It's time for you to cut that loss, sell that useless stock. Move on. It's okay. There's a beautiful world out here. I love the fact that right now, for the next couple of years, while I'm finishing up school and I pray that I make it through this journey, I love the internet is a beautiful place, and I don't mean to go on dating sites and all that. That's a show for another day because most of you are too broken to be doing that anyway. But there are sites out there, explore.org, where they have cameras all over the world. I love when I'm at work, I love spending time in Africa because I believe we're like 7 hours behind them, so I only get a few hours to watch Africa in daylight. But then I'll go over to California or Hawaii, look at the waves and the surf. I'll go to, oh gosh, they have cameras all over the place. I see the Decorah Eagles are coming back to their nest. I watch their hatchlings, their babies grow, and they had three, and two of them died and one left. And I was there the day that that one fledged. It was a Saturday morning. Beautiful day. He finally jumped out, he or she, not sure whether they ever knew the sex or shared the sex of the remaining baby. But I believe they called him DN2. And because three and one had died, one was poisoned, and the baby just never made it. There's places you can go. There are things that you can do to expand your mind, to learn who you are becoming, who you want to be. I keep a pad and paper with me so that I can jot down thoughts. Oh, what do I want to do after XYZ? What am I going to do here? I know now that I need to be around all positive people, all people who are going to keep it real with me, all people who are going to tell the truth, all people who are going to share their heartaches and their fears, all people who will listen to me when I'm ready to share mine, feel a need to. I love being here with you. As school gets more grueling, yes, I may have to cut down a show or two. It's designed that way. But 10-1, this one will stay right where it is. And the Tuesday show, which is our Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, which is our namesake over on the Armed Forces Radio Network. But all of these programs work together when we received the trademark registration for FOCUS, which stands for Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. We started to incorporate that as one of the main shows here at the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network. But everything started with Healing Through Hurt. It's all about healing, H-E-A-L. Through hurt. And in order for us to do that, we have to face our hurts, face our disappointments, face everything before we can rise. That's what this series is about, walking you through the truth. Life is hard, life is rough, life is cruel. Life is a lot of things. Life is full of disappointments, but guess what? We can face them and move on. Beautiful lies, but for the beautiful lies. And it's nothing worse than those beautiful lies that are, you know, they're accompanied by the tears that slip from the liar's lips. And, you know, you have those searing tears rolling down there.
I had one family member who used to do that and get in with the crocodile tears. And the minute nobody falls for it, suddenly they stop and they catch an attitude. I'm like, see, that's the real person. When they can't get away with the beautiful lies, they get an attitude. And many of you, you have that thing called intuition. You know when you are being played, and you just, I don't want to get involved. It's okay. I don't want to make no waves. Make waves. Sugarcoat or rock the boat, and that's the name of one of my pieces. We will get in closer to the end of the series, because that's when you should really be prepared to put on your armor and shield and move forward. This past Saturday on the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, we talked about battles and wars. How many of us are living with these internal battles and wars because we have listened to the beautiful lies, and many of us know that they lies for so long, and we have kept it in when we know that we want to address it and get it out. We are at such war inside, and we let those beautiful lies take us down a road that we can't make a U-turn from. We need those people in our corner that are going to give us our truths, that are going to give us the hard things that we may not want to hear, we may not welcome, but guess what? We need to hear it. But no, I can talk all day, and some of you will still prefer the beautiful lies all over the place, just empty words full of deceit and disgrace. The whispers, girl, you don't do that. You don't need him in your life. Wow. And you know, deep down, you know, you telling me that I don't need my man in my life while you are over here sleeping with him on the sly. You just want me to remove myself because you think that that'll make it opening for you and him to get together. Or you have some people who don't believe her. She's so-and-so, and she does this and blah, 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 blah. People like, what? And then you're wondering why you haven't done anything to anyone, but yet no one wants to be around you. Beautiful lies that society is told, where children who are different from us can't sit together with other children at school lunch tables because they're different, because someone has filled their heads with the fact that they're inferior, they're not as good. People who tell you simply by the color of your skin that you're not my equal because your skin is a different color from mine. Your hair is a different color from mine. Your height is shorter than mine. You are inferior because someone has told some serious lies. One of the ugliest, beautiful lies out there is to all these fellas walking around with their pants hanging down below their buttocks. Somebody told them that that was sexy. Somebody told them that that was cool. Somebody told them that that was acceptable, and somebody told them that that was okay. Sisters, here I come. Somebody told you that wearing dresses that go right up right below your buttocks or right at the top of the bottom of your buttocks or whatever it is and having everything hanging out and all your TNA on display. Somebody told you that that's acceptable. Somebody told you that that's sexy. Somebody told you that that's appreciated in every single setting. You have women that go to church dressed that way. Back in the day, oh, that would have never have happened. Never. But then again, you go to church sometimes, and not all churches, so don't nobody send me a message. You get your beautiful lies there, too. I read the other day, and I would have loved to see that it was fake, but it turned out to be another real article, where the pastor decided to divorce his wife, married his mistress, and then asked the church to pay for their honeymoon. Amen. Beautiful lies all over the place. When we get so entangled in the beautiful lies, we lose sight of our good judgment. We lose sight of our good common sense. Beautiful lies all over the place. The lies that soothe, they are presented in a calm voice that's oh so smooth. And some people may say, well, see, Maria, your voice ain't too bad. You know, it's kind of calming and it's kind of this. The difference is that I try to pull some rising to it to give you all the ugly truth because I can't sit up here in the beautiful lies. I could sit here and tell you all, yeah, you know, just stay with. If I sat up here and said, well, Stay with your family. Stay in your family. Stay with your lover, even though they're beating you to death. And this is your job, to stick it out and stay with them. I'd be telling you a beautiful lie that's going to give you an ugly death. I'm not here to do that. These shows are provided to you to help you to move ahead and to learn. You don't hear me saying, yeah, at the end I'm going to tell you that all of these are sponsored by a nonprofit organization that we'd love to have your support. But each show, we provide this at no charge to you because we are trying to help as many people as we can. It's part of our programs. Do we need to keep programs going? Of course we do. Can you afford to support us? Wonderful. If you can't, guess what? I hope this program can help you to get you to that point where you are able to stand on your own 2 feet again and move forward. Our priority is to make sure that you're okay. We'll get to those people who can afford to keep us afloat. We've been blessed enough to do it this long. But you have so many people out here that you all will pay hundreds of dollars to go and hear their beautiful lies. And you're hyped up for that moment, in that moment. And the minute you leave, your rent money is gone because you bought unnecessary CDs and packets and books and crap that you're not going to read, that you're not going to listen to, that aren't going to help you get anywhere. Because I found that a lot, not all, so nobody write to me, but a lot of these people give you unrealistic crap in what they're doing. And if you have to keep going back to hear these same people year after year after year after year, and you're still at ground zero, there's a problem. You see, when I speak, the difference is that people do come back. My programs have longevity. My groups have longevity. We have retention, but the people are moving along. They have come a step further than they were the year prior. They're not still at ground zero. When I speak, yeah, I command my fee, because that's what speakers do. Do I have people who win free tickets? Of course I do, because some people just cannot afford to go. And some people really do want to see me face to face. And if they can get there, if I'm in their area, and I know in advance this person's story, yes, I will reach out and I will personally send them their passes. That include, of course, seeing me so I can give them that hug that they have been asking for and in need of. Yep, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm still right here at ground zero, too. But my version of ground zero is when I'm on solid ground, so I have nowhere to go but up, and I have that firm foundation to spring from. You see the difference? Some of us are at ground zero, and we're wallowing in it. We're not standing. We're rolling around the ground. Oh, because you have listened to those beautiful lies all over the place. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, this is one of these shows where some people may be sitting back, getting a chuckle out of some pieces, and some people may be saying, she's speaking it today. Who done set her off? You know what? It's not even about people setting me off. It's about me witnessing and experiencing things throughout the week and me knowing that, wow, I've scheduled another show, and now I know why, more so than I did when I scheduled it. Beware those beautiful lies, people. As beautiful and pretty as they are, they're not real. They're giving you what you want to hear. They're keeping you at the place you don't want to be. But they are created to convince you to stay where you are, to keep you at bay, to prevent you from soaring with the eagles. Now, you ready to roll? Give me a call. Oh, you want my number? 202-618-2556. Send me a text. Leave me a voicemail. Send me an email. Write me a letter. Do whatever you have to do. Because I will give you that swift kick of reality that you need to get yourselves together. Whether it's one person, two people, 1,000 people? People are on the mend here. People are waiting to hear these shows so that they can move forward. It's like riding a bicycle for the first time. Once you learn how to do it, you don't readily forget. And I am so excited. So far, only one person has decided to give up and go back to ground zero. Just one. And even then, I'm not giving up hope. I'll be there when they decide to rise again. I will be there. Just one. The rest of us, let's keep it moving. Remember, everything positive, everything that is where you need to be. You don't hang out with people who aren't positive. You don't hang out with people who don't have the same visions, views, and drives that you have. You have to stay with people who are where you need to be and beyond. You cannot hang out with people. If you're hanging out with people who are right at the same level you are, you're hanging in the wrong crowds. You have to be aligned with people who are a couple of steps ahead of you in order for you to continue to strive to be where they are. Because once you achieve that level, they've already moved several steps ahead, and they are already encouraging you, come on, let's go, let's keep it going. If you have people who are whispering those beautiful lies in your ear, giving you that doubt, it's time for you to step up your game and move a couple paces ahead. You don't need to hear that. You don't need to be in the company of that. And I know that not everyone is going to keep moving. I know that some people are going to tire. I know that some people are going to give up. But does that stop me? No. I have to keep moving. I have to keep moving for me. I have to keep moving for you, that group over there. And everyone within the sound of my voice during this replay, I have to keep moving to encourage you to keep moving too. I don't have any time for the beautiful lies. I don't have any time for those who choose to believe in the beautiful lies, who choose to not question the beautiful lies. I don't have time for that. Life is far too short. If I die here by myself, I'm going to die content. And I know that I die doing what I love to do. I was sent back to this earth to be here for each and every one of you. If this is the only show you ever hear, then I'm praying that it's the show that you needed to hear. That's what this is about. I'm going to turn on some music. I want you all, because some of you may have stopped your breathing exercise, that is. So let's get back into that. Lie back, sit back. If you are on social media and you want to get involved, there's several ways you can do that. Over on Facebook, we have several groups. Focus, females offering clarity, unity, and success. That is our registered trademark and flag organization there. That is our open forum where almost anything goes within reason. You can talk about everything from fashion to finance there. We have Focus Females Global. That is our professional group where the mentors, mentees, psychiatrists, psychologists, and all of those who are in need of guidance and mentorship are. If you want to join there, find the group, and one of our administrators will approve your membership. We're going to check out what you are all about. If your page is full of a bunch of interesting things, you may or may not get approval for membership there. We need people who have enough respect for themselves and drive, and they're thirsty for that change that we're trying to strive for here. We will reach out to you and find out what's going on there, because in order for you to change, you really do have to change everything from the inside and out. Over on Google Plus, my Worldwide Relationship Recovery group is there. Another group over 1,100 members strong. We grow weekly.
We have retention. We are a large family, members from all over the world. There is someone there for everyone. And back over on Facebook, we have a group for older students, women who are going back to school. Sisters with Brains, Books, and Beauty are there. Check out our websites, focusfemalesglobal.com. There is a contact form there, and the email is inspire@focusfemalesglobal.com. My website is cmariawall.com. Same thing. There is a contact form there, and my email is letsgrow@cmariawall.com. And as I said earlier, all of our programs, this our Saturday Morning Motivation, the Focus Females Global Chat Cafe, and the Sunday Morning Inspiration, and the Mother Show, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, and that is an IRS-approved and recognized tax-exempt 501c3. We welcome your products, services, and, of course, your monetary donations. All are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. You can find all of that information and all about, more about me, the Wall Foundation, and all of our programs over on thewallfoundationinc.org. And as I said, our number is 202-618-2556. And for those of you who may be serving abroad, especially those listening to us over on the Armed Forces Radio Network, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. I enjoy hearing from you. I love hearing from you. I want to thank you all for being here with me today. I want to thank you all for all that you do, especially to those who have served and are serving in the military. Thank you so much for your service. Before we go, as always, I want to pray each and every one of you enough. You know how I roll here. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days of yours. I also pray you enough rain to help your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be knocking at your door or coming your way from this very moment and beyond. I'll see you here tomorrow morning for the Sunday Morning Inspiration Show for part 11 of the Attitude and Altitude series that runs through the end of the year. If I can help one person decide to make that change, then my job is well done. My job, you see, is to put the information out there, give the encouragement, motivation, and guidance. My job is not to sit here and tell you, you will do this, you will do that. No, you have to make that choice for yourself. And when you do, guess what? We'll be right here for you to join us on this journey. And you can jump in at any time. That's the beautiful part of the way that we handle things here at the Wall Foundation, Inc. and Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio programming. So until next time, continue to pay it and pray it forward. I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro and, well, I should say the mediator, because a lot of times I am in the middle of helping people to come to grips with things, whether it's with themselves or between others. So I'm the mediator and Shiro at our ground zero. But our ground zero stands for our firm ground. We are planted firm now. We are ready to springboard to higher ground. We're not in muddy waters. We're not in stagnant waters. We are standing on solid ground. We are ready to move forward. So until next time, Be well, be blessed. As I said, I'll see you here at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning for the Sunday Morning Inspiration Show. Call in 646-478-4726 for part 11 of our Attitude and Altitude series. Some of you have written, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You just do a search for it, Silent Noise Lip Service by C. Maria Wall. You can get your own copy, or if you'd like for me to send you an autographed copy, you can always write to me, and I will get that out to you and send you where you can order the book through us as well. Again, over on our main site and all of our sites, there are places for you to get involved. Just reach out to us and we will get back in contact with you to see where you could fit in. If you'd like to make donations, there are links to do that as well. So until next time, I'm so glad that we have spent this time together. As we began, we will end with Miss Tori Lee's Finally. She does all of our theme music, our openings and closings. And I thank her for believing enough in us to allow us to continue to feature her songs as our flagship openings and closings as well. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the week coming. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.